Lewis Taylor is our guest today. This psychedelic soulster from England is an underground phenomenon with fans, including Elton John, cherishing his demos and other recordings. He's just released his first album here in the States called Stoned, and Taylor explains the history of that music, which isn't new to him.
It's got a lot of history, that album, actually, because that was the first... That actually came out in England in 2002, mm-hmm. and that was the first album that I put out after being on a major label. Yet the irony of it is it's actually more accessible than the stuff I did, a little bit more accessible, I should say, than the stuff I did on Ireland. I'm at a strange point in my life, and I'm really not thinking about a lot of those sorts of things, and these guys came along, these guys that put out the record over here, and said, hey, we want to put this record out, and I really wasn't in that mode. I was doing other things with my life at that time, and I went, well, okay then, you know. So I'm kind of, I feel like I'm, you know, part of the record company, and the artist is not not really me. It's quite a strange thing. We're all working together. We'll promote this record. We'll put that out here. And we'll sell this amount. And that'll be good. And we'll all make some money together. And kind of I wheel out Lewis Taylor and get him out of his chair, dust off the cobwebs and the scabs, and off he goes. And I wheel him back again when I finish. So it's a strange sort of place for me to be. Quite good, actually.
Are you doing other things differently musically or other things, period, with your life?
Both. Both. Different things musically, i.e. getting involved with... other bands, just sort of playing, you know, as a sideman, just to get, you know, to enjoy playing, where the emphasis isn't on me to perform, and getting involved with writing with other people, and a bit of producing stuff, you know, the other side of the glass, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Getting involved more in that side of things, but also different areas of, you know, different part of my life as well. Kind of life's getting in the way, which I think is a good thing. You know, getting older now, 40 now, hit the big 40. Your priorities change. Well, mine have anyway. So it's not the big dream anymore. And I think that's a really healthy place to be if you still want to do it, you know.
Well, the thing about these recordings, how from whatever vintage they may be, going back to 2002, is these are things that you were on both sides of the glass at once. You produced them yourself, you played everything, and... Was there a transition for you to do it live and do it with a band? Do you work alone just because you're a hermit or just because you're a perfectionist? Or
I don't actually work alone. I have a partner who produces me.
Oh, okay.
Who co-produces with me, and a lot of the songs are co-written with her as well. And actually, the thing is this album, Stone, when it was came out in England as Stone Part 1, this was the first time I actually let her have a lot more control over what we was doing. Let myself be produced, sort of let go of the reins. So, and you can actually hear the change. You can actually hear it. It's kind of, it's got a bit of a woman's touch in there. You know, there's a bit
Agreed.
More kind of sparkly. But it did start out as being a combination of both, like a control thing and the fact that I wasn't particularly sociable.
Well, I say all that because the band is here today, and the band is enormously tight.
So yeah, it's hot. But we've been playing together for a couple of years. We have another little band, as us four. Right. We have another little band. We're playing prog covers and punk covers, sort of 60s punk and 70s prog, just for the hell of it. We've never gigged. We just rehearse all the time. So we've played together a lot. We play Yes covers and old songs by Love and a really weird mixture of stuff. And it's just to sort of, because we really enjoy playing together, so we get together and do that. And that really, really shows they're so tight. And they're really, really talented guys, all three of them, you know. So there's a real chemistry there, and it's kind of, it is like a real band. So I'm really lucky to have that.
Well, let's start this off with a performance of the song. World Cafe listeners definitely know this is Stoned Part 1. Thank you.
told you so.
Taylor and this fabulous band. I have to tell people that we're actually doing this as kind of a matinee, and you are an amazing voice. Can you conjure that up at any time?
I worked on it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on that really, really hard. It was the last instrument that I learned how to use properly. Up until 93, I was a really, really bad singer. I wanted to be a rock screamer. You know, I wanted to be like Ian Gillan or Little Richard or Wilson Pickett, that kind of thing, and just found out very quickly that I don't have that kind of voice. You either can scream or you can't, and it's just not me. I have this sweet little kind of like voice, and I just decided to make the best of it, really. But it was a long journey, really, really. I mean, even on that first album that came out in Ireland, you could still hear me trying to find my voice a little bit when I was still doing these sort of growly kind of throaty kind of things that are quite embarrassing now, and that just hurt me in the end. It just physically hurt. So yeah, that took an awfully long time, and sometimes it's sometimes it doesn't happen. So it is quite hard to conjure it up. Yeah.
That is that frightened you, or you, is that the kind of thing?
It used to. Yeah. Now it doesn't anymore. Now if it's going to come out wrong, I've learned to just do it anyway, and it's quite a brave thing to do. But it stops that sort of that anxiety, you know. If it's not going to happen, I'll just do it anyway. Just do it wrong. It works.
Lewis Taylor is our guest. Well, let's get back to another track with this band. What do you want to do next?
This is interesting. This is a tune off of Stoned. But what we do is we intersperse it with a little segment from a piece by the Edgar Winter Group from the 70s called Frankenstein. It just fits right in the middle of it. So this is we call this Shame, Frankenstein Shame, because it goes back into shame at the end.
Shame, Frankenstein, Shame. We'll have to put it that way. That is a live version of the tune called Shame that you will find on Lewis Taylor's album. But, yeah, you get the prog you get it all in one on this when you do it live. I understand there's an Emerson, Lake & Palmer cover that comes up. And
That's right. Yeah, we do Live in Sin from Trilogy. The Trilogy album, not one of their better-known albums, but yeah, we do that one. That's an ugly beast of a song.
Lewis Taylor is our guest, and you want to do something else from this collection, or what's next?
Oh, this is a tune called "Throw Me a Line," and this is the prog version that we're going to do now. The sort of the slow, depressing, menacing prog version of "Throw Me a Line."
Best I can. I don't know what you're feeling. I've got to know if I'm a part of your big plan. You get off on the bad stuff. You've got nothing to lose. Come on and throw me a line. Don't let me go under. Loving easy, and I'm sure that it can be the way you want it. It's unholy, and yet you think that that should be alright by me. You get off on the back foot, put yourself in my shoes. Come on, throw me a line. Don't let me go.
Rumi Align, finishing up our set today with Lewis Taylor, and we're really happy that on this quick trip to the U.S. you had a chance to stop by and do these. Are you at all seduced by the success of Stoned in the U.S. to maybe keep doing this a bit longer?
Don't know. Hmm. I don't really know. I mean, it's seduced in what way? To
just can, you know, do more of a
become
tour,
become like a big star? And no, I don't think touring is something that is an option that I'm really that interested in doing. Mm-hmm. You know, 10 years ago I would have done. If this had happened 10 years ago, that'd be different. But not now. It's not. I don't think it's that much of a life for for someone of my age. You know, touring is it's hard.
Touring is a 20-something thing, I think.
I think it is. I think it is. I mean, I was in a band called the Edgar Broughton Band, who were a 70s underground band who reformed in the 80s, and I was a fan of them when I was a kid, and I ended up playing in them, and I was just 21, and they were like younger than I am now, like 38, 39. And we toured around Germany and Switzerland and on the Beard Rock circuit, you know, doing all that kind of thing. And I loved it. I'd just take a toothbrush and a couple of pairs of trousers, and that was all I needed, you know. A couple of drinks, a couple of this and a couple of that, and, you know. But when I first started going out on tour with Lewis Taylor, it was 10 years later, and I found I couldn't do it. I was behaving in the same way, and just only lasted two gigs like that. After that, it was straight back to the hotel with a cup of tea and, you know, a nightcap, and, you know, it's just... The older you get, I don't know how people like the Stones do it. I don't know how they do it at all. They must be sort of made of stone or something.
Well, we look at
hey,
them.
Stones made of stone. See what I did there? Yeah, I don't know how they do that. You know, I know that I read a quote somewhere about Pink Floyd, and they were saying about going on tour, and he said, "Are you kidding? I'm nearly 60." You know, and I don't know how people would do it. I can't do it.
Well, thank you so much for the music. Whatever form you keep making it in, it sounds pretty great again. And it's so great to hear you stretch out on the guitar today, too, which is
great. Thank you.
Really fun.
A lot of fun.
Lewis Taylor, our guest here on the World Cafe. Our thanks to Lewis Taylor for bringing the band in today. That album, Stoned, as we heard recordings that even go back to 2002, is out now here in the States, and it sounds fresh today. If you're looking to get it from us at our World Cafe CD store at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.